Welcome to the audiobook of Hacking Health, the only book you'll ever need to live your healthiest life. Written by Mukesh Bansal, narrated by Anuj Datta. Introduction. One summer's day in May 2007, I walked into an emergency room in San Mateo, California, at 5 in the morning. I hadn't slept in over 48 hours and had a throbbing headache as well as an inability to look directly into light. I had tried to shrug this all off as jet lag since I had been traveling back and forth between India and the US every month during the early days of Myntra. However, it soon became too painful to endure and I had no choice but to head to an emergency. So I walked in, zombie-like, and the moment the resident doctor saw me, she knew something was quite seriously wrong. On a hunch, she told me that she wanted to do a spinal tap, in which a syringe is inserted into the spinal cord to extract fluid for testing. I, of course, had no idea what she was thinking then, and was just happy to be in the hospital and be attended to. After my spinal tap, the sample was shipped off to the lab and I was put on painkillers. Another doctor woke me up that afternoon with a worried look. He said my sample had tested positive for meningitis, an infection of the brain and spine that can be quite deadly, depending on the strain. I would need to be completely quarantined for a few days until the doctors understood what type of meningitis they were dealing with. Confused and delirious, I started making frantic calls to close family and friends to let them know what was going on. I even called my Myntra co-founder in the middle of the night, blathering on about not knowing whether I would make it. Images and memories flashed through my mind in rapid succession, most importantly, the face of my 2-year-old daughter, who I had hardly seen over the previous 6 months as I had been spending most of that time in India trying to bootstrap Myntra. Within 30 minutes, I was strapped to a gurney and shipped off to the neurology ward of another hospital in an ambulance, its siren blaring as it glided surprisingly seamlessly through the otherwise notorious traffic of the Bay Area. I was put on an even stronger painkiller and antiviral medication, and I slept through the next 2 days as I waited for more reports. The access to my room was limited, and anyone coming in to deliver food or medicine had to be covered from head to toe, an image that continually reinforced the fear that I was carrying something catastrophic inside my brain. Finally, the lab confirmed that it was indeed meningitis, but of the viral variety, which is much easier to deal with than the more deadly bacterial strain. I continued my antiviral medication and was discharged from the hospital a few days later, fully cleared of the viral infection but extremely weak and fatigued. This horrendous ordeal, capping off a long run of falling sick nearly every month over the previous 6 months, made me think very seriously about giving up entrepreneurship. But I managed to stay in the game. This experience was the new start of my health journey, as I really wanted to understand what had happened to me and how I could stop it from happening again. I used to think of myself as quite fit and healthy, as I had always played sports and had been pursuing my interest in bodybuilding for several years. It is only much later that I realized what a narrow understanding of health this was. It struck me that all the factors that go into health are much more nuanced and fascinating than I'd ever thought. This journey that started with a harrowing experience in an emergency room 15 years ago continues. Over this time, I have read numerous books, experimented with all kinds of diets and fitness regimens, and subjected myself to almost every test that I could get my hands on. At some point along the way, I understood that what had happened to me was related to immunity. Our immune system is an extraordinarily sophisticated one that keeps us safe from pathogens. At times, though, it can get compromised due to bad lifestyle choices, such as a lack of sleep, excessive stress, jet lag, poor food habits, recurring infections, and a lack of exercise. I had fallen into almost all of these poor habits in the 6 months prior to my hospitalization, as I was spending 3 weeks in India and one in the US every single month, eating out, hardly getting any sleep on a 24-hour flight as I hopped between time zones, and experiencing the usual stress of building an early-stage company. A compromised immune system can affect the blood-brain barrier that filters out harmful pathogens from entering the brain. In my case, the immune system was clearly so depleted that the virus was able to enter and incubate in the brain, leading to that bout of meningitis and triggering some real soul-searching. Having studied health for the past 15 years, practiced varied regimens, and been engaged in the business of keeping people healthy through CureFit over the last 6 years, my understanding of the field has dramatically improved. What I now understand is that it is both extremely simple and extraordinarily complicated. There are no more than a few simple rules that, if followed diligently, can lead to very good long-term health. But if you want to understand the underlying science and how we got to where we are now, it is a fascinating story that continues to evolve. In this book, I have tried to cover both the simple advice for a healthy lifestyle and the science that makes us believe it so. In fact, I believe that a healthy lifestyle can be boiled down to the following. Sleep more, eat less, and always move. That's it. If you can do these three things assiduously, you don't need this book. But if you would like to understand why this works, read on. I couldn't be more excited about sharing the amazing story of health with you. Most of us service our cars without fail every 6 months, using the best possible fuel to make them run smoothly. When it comes to our own annual health checks and diets, however, we often aren't so careful. Our bodies are infinitely more complex than cars and require far more care if we want to get the best mileage out of them. Alas, we often decide to put effort into looking after our bodies only when something breaks down. Someone who lives life proudly, declaring their sweet tooth, for example, suddenly discovers the willpower to give up sugar only when confronted with a grim diagnosis of diabetes. Thankfully, the discourse on health has become more mainstream in the last few decades. Despite the advances in our understanding and awareness of good health, however, we are also driven in multiple conflicting directions that make the pursuit of health even more challenging and confusing. One of the things that has had a significant harmful impact on health is the modern middle-class lifestyle, one that is being pursued with more vigor than ever. Falling prices, aspirational imagery, and ubiquitous access fuels this, roping in unsuspecting victims by the millions every year. One element of this lifestyle is the vast array of packaged snacks and sugary drinks that is advertised to us in the name of happiness, leading to record levels of sugar consumption from a very early age. A large number of packaged snacks are loaded with high fructose corn syrup, a cheap sugar substitute that wreaks havoc on our sugar regulation mechanism and turbocharges the weight gain processes. Another element of modern life is the ever-increasing consumption of content in the guise of enriching our lives, all while we become more and more sedentary. When we called those glued to their television sets in the 1980s and 1990s couch potatoes, we really had no idea about what was to come. In this era of live streaming, offered virtually free so that our attention can be constantly mined, people are consuming content like
Sample complete. Ready to continue?